Kodesh. I want to speak today about a subject which is quite relevant, Kiddush Mokum Suda. There's a lot of Protodinim in Kiddush Mokum Suda. There's one part which is not so clear in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, that we know the usual klolim of Kiddush Mokum Suda, that the Kiddush has to be in the place of the Suda. The Gemara brings the Machlokes in the Ram and Shmuel, where the Kiddush, whether you have to have a Suda straight after the Kiddush or not. And Rav holds that you don't have to have Kiddush Mokum Suda, you can have Kiddush irrelevant, Kiddush, and the Chiv Suda has nothing to do with the Kiddush. Shmuel holds any Kiddush with Mokum Suda. And Aloha Shulchan Aruch passes like Shmuel, against the usual klal of Hilchos Kedushat Suda, because the Gemara discusses Shmuel Shita and brings a lot of Amoraim which holds by Shmuel Shita. Halacha is en kiddush b'mokum suda, elav mokum suda. Now the question is, the Gemara discusses also in Gabed Halacha, whether if you eat in one place, you make kiddush in one place, eat in one place, we bayis lebayis, we cheder lecheder, from the second floor to the first floor to the second floor. But the Gemara doesn't discuss anything about time wise. How much time can you have in between the kiddush and the Suda? The first one to mention this was the Ma'ariv. The Ramah brings the Ma'ariv in Reshayim Gimel in Hilchos Kiddush Mokum Suda. By the way, he brings the Ma'ariv that the Ma'ariv was asked by his brother. Ma'ariv Segal, he was asked by his brother. His brother mentioned to him a smag. The smag was one of the Balei HaTosfos. The smag brings the raya from the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Daf Kuf Vav in Psochim, it says, about, talks about Rav, the Zimnin the Chaviv Elei Rifta, he used to make Kiddush on the bread. Zimnin the Chaviv Elei Chamra, and he used to make Kiddush on the wine. So the Gemara there discusses whether we should wash the hands, whether washing in between the Tilas Yadayim and Amoitzi is Kiddush a hefsek or not a hefsek. The Ramah brings the minhag that the chatchila people used to do the tilas yadayim before the kiddush. That could be the sources because the has micheta to draw close the kiddush to the suda. But the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara brings the raya from Rav that kiddush is not an hefsek. Why? Because Rav used to make sometimes kiddush on bread. He used to like bread. Or the Rashbam explains he was hungry. He wanted to go directly into the meal. He didn't want to waste time with the wine. Whatever that means. And so he used to make kiddush on the bread and he used to directly start the meal. So here's the raya that the nusach of the kiddush is not a hefsek between the netilas yadayim and the actual kiddush. The second half of the memra which Gemara brings is Zimran and the Chaviv Alei Chamra. Yeah, sometimes he was patient, he didn't have to go back to learning so quickly, and he used to make kiddush and wine. So the smag explains what was the reason why then he used to make kiddush and wine, says the smag, because he wasn't hungry. He didn't want to eat now. He didn't want to eat. So he used to make kiddush and the wine, wait a couple of hours, and then make kiddush, and then make the Suda Shabbos. The notion of the smag is, Zimnin de'eva chaviv alei chamro mekadesh ha-chamro kloi mar peomim shlo yaroitze le'echol miyad ki'im lishtot. Az lo haya notel yadav ela mekadesh bilvad, ve'lo yachila. ולאחר שו אויכל says the smag שסויבר יש קידוש שלא ידמוס מסודר. Who is the man the homo who's saying this? Rav is the one who holds יש קידוש שלא ידמוס מסודר. So he, for him, there was no problem of waiting an hour, 2 hours between the kiddush and the suda. He didn't get up on there. He used to stay there. He used to make kiddush and after an hour eat. So the Marin's brother asked the Marin, is that so? Why did he depend it on Rav Shita? Is it not like that also according to Shmuel that you can wait in between the Kiddush and the Suda? So the Ma'ariv answered them, of course according to Shmuel that holds the En Kiddush Mokum Suda, you cannot have a time gap between the Kiddush and the Suda. I mean, we sometimes have this question, you're waiting for guests, you want to make Kiddush, they've gone to a Kiddush, so they've done Kiddush, so you want to make Kiddush and wait for the Suda. So the choir, according to what the smag is saying, according to the Ma'ariv, the person may not do that. The chatchila, anyway, soon we'll see. So the Ma'ariv says, here's the raya, and I'll bring another raya. The Gemara brings in Daf Kuf Aleph a story of Abaya. Abaye used to be a lot with Rabbah. Rabbah was his Rebbe. And it says that he used to make Kiddush by Rabbah, and then he used to go home later. And Rabbah used to tell them, the Gemara brings a raya, that Rabbah is one of the ones who hold the end Kiddush of Mokum Suda. What's a raya? Ki Avinu, when Abaye used to go to Rabbah, Rabbah used to tell him after the Kiddush, eat. Because if you only eat here, by the time you get home, your candles will go off, and you won't be able to make Suda. So after the Maril, wait a minute, let him make Kiddush tonight. And tomorrow morning, let him come back to eat here. So he won't eat, he'll come tomorrow morning. The Maril says, let him come tomorrow, and let him eat the Suda tomorrow. Elamai brings the Raya, the Maril. He is a clear Raya, he calls it. That even Akuntu Kalab, and Kiddush Mokum Suda, Elam Mokum Suda, also time-wise, you can't have a gap between the Kiddush and the Suda. The Chloe, you can, the person can speak about this Raya. That it's not so clear because there was a Shaina, there's a Hesek, there's a Chadar. Suda Shabbat. But the other, you can have Suda Shabbat in the morning. If someone didn't have Suda Shabbat at night, the Ramah brings it. It can be Mashlimit in the morning. The Ikiz and Shabbat is up three Sudas. You're right, the Lechatchil should have it at night. But Yetzer, the Hayom, Hayom, Hayom of the Gemara in Kol Kisve is Yetzer by the fact that you'll have three meals in the day. But you got a good point. There's other also the Shogaf Maril. They say, "Look, this is Hetzach Adat. He's going to sleep the next morning. What's the connection between the Kiddush?" I mean, you've got no raya that waiting an hour or two between the Kiddush and the Suda is a problem of Hetzach. Al Kol Panim, the Maril brings the Aloha and the Ramo brings it to Aloha in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramo, "Betzorich leechol b'mokum haKiddush le'altar." Doesn't say. Doesn't say how much is la'alta. Oshayeh v'dayto lechol sham. The Maril gives conditions as well. Doesn't just say that you have to have the Kiddush somuch. He says, but what else? Someone has had in mind to eat straight away. And for some reason, he didn't eat straight away. But he had in mind b'shas Kiddush. Even though he waited a long time, he doesn't have to make Kiddush again. Another practice, he says, aval belav achi, if he didn't have in mind to eat straight away, he thought, I'm going to eat in an hour or two. And he didn't eat straight away, yet in an hour or two, he has to make Kiddush again, says the Ramo. Now the problem is, the Ramo has left us with a big problem. What's the time limit? The Ramo says Le'alta. Didn't say how much. There's no time, sheer time limit. Le'alta is straight away. So Le'alta, we a lot of us have big trouble sometimes. You shouldn't schmooze in between the Kiddush and the Suda even. Things you should know again. Yeah, not only I can't wait for guests. A person should be there. Anyway, Le'chatchila v'adayim again. Mishabur also doesn't bring a shir in time. Bring just to make straight away, and if you're mafsik v'nogia to the Suda, it's okay. The first one to mention a shir in time, both in the Kaf HaChaim, the Marikash, the Erech Lechem, Marikash, the Marie Castro, who lived about 300 years ago, he was the first one who gave an opinion to how much you can wait in between the Kiddush and the Suda, to explain the Ramah. It didn't really fit to the Ramah, but he said, we find in Siman Kuf Pei Dalit, what's a shir equal? What's the digestion shear? The only shear we find there that Achreinim bring is 72 minutes. I mean, the smallest amount of food a person will have is taking a minimum of 72 minutes to digest. Shear equal. He says we find 72 minutes there, 72 minutes here as well. Doesn't explain the kesher. He just says, Ayin Le'il Kuf Pei Dalid, Kedei Shear equal. Shear. The person brings shear equal to 72 minutes. Doesn't really, if he's depending the thing with digestion, so lechoyer drinking is not the same as eating. So lechoyer drinking should be like the Shulchan Aruch said, if he's thirsty again for that drink, then already shir equal, can't make brocha achrein anymore. It's very not understood what the shir is lefize. And also the Ramah says, if you had in mind to eat straight away bananas and you couldn't eat straight away, you still yotze. Lechoyer, if it's got to do with digestion, then why should even Bet Yevid shouldn't be good? The Hanoi is gone. The Ginat Vadim. I don't know if Ginat Vadim. There's Ginat Vadim Ashkenazi and there's Ginat Faradim Faradi. Yeah? The Ginat Vadim Ashkenazi is a prima godin. He wrote Klolim on the Gemara on the Shul. He wrote Klolim, a self of Klolim. There's Ginat Vadim, who was his father, who was abbeid in the Mitzrayim 250 years ago. He is the first one to question the Marikash. I don't understand. Where did he get that Kiddush? What is Kiddush got to do with equal? What's the kasha between equal and Kiddush? Why are you comparing it to Bracha Achreina?
So by Bracha Achrona we find you have to have the food soon digest, or you have to not be thirsty for the next year. But what, maybe compare it to Bracha Rishena. The Guinness Vodim, and by the way, I found also the Eshel Avraham Botos at the back of the Shulchan Aruch, both said the same, have the same taina on this Ramon about making kiddush straight away. He says the Gemara neither brings, the Mishnah says about things which need Bracha Achrona and things which don't, turn Bracha Lachay or not. The Gemara says one of the things which doesn't need Bracha Achrona, Rechani. We know everything needs a Bracha Achrona but the Somim. The Somim has got only Bracha Rishena, but there's no Bracha Achrona. Says Rashi, what's the reason why there's no Bracha Achrona by the Somim? Says Rashi, Mevolchim Aleim Boira to the Somim. Ve'ein ton brocha le'acharav de'ana'a mu'eteti. It's a small anor. It's not such a big anor. So now from the Mishnah Berurah, Mashma the Machlokes Rishonim to explain what is anor mu'etet. But the Kolbo and the majority of Rishonim explain what anor mu'etet. By the time you want to make brocha achrayim somim, the ikur, you've digested the smell. Do you remember the smell? You barely remember the smell in your mind. He says, how can you make brocha achrayim? Mind you, the other Mephoshim explain otherwise. They say such a small anor with psalmim, it's not like eating. Eating, you eating is eating. It's gishmak anor. But psalmim, it's anor. So therefore, there was not a comment to make Bracha Achrona. But majority of Rishonim explain that the reason is because there's already equal, there's no shayach to make Bracha Achrona. Yeah? But the Ben Yishai brings that the only anor that the Neshama has, unlike food, the Neshama has no anor from the food. Yeah, the fact it's carrying on living, it's carrying on keeping mitzvahs. But the only anor is in this world that the neshama has anor from is b'somim. Whatever that means. So that's Rashi Nida, yeah? So the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha about b'somim not making bracha achrona. And says the Ginat Vadim, a simon later, the Shulchan Aruch says, someone who works in the shop of b'somim, or someone in and out the shop of b'somim, then every time he goes in and out, he has to make a new bracha. But if he had in mind that he's going to come back into the shop, or he's going to come back into the room where the b'somim is, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. According to what we just said, that the ikul is already taking place and there's no bracha achrona, so why is it that when he comes back he doesn't have to make a new bracha? Says the Ginnus Vadim, and here's the liar. That the rules of Bracha Achrona, the rules of Bracha Rishona are irrelevant. Bracha Rishona, the person is sitting here is learning. He has a cup of tea. And in an hour's time, he's going to have another cup of tea. If he had in mind, he's not making a new Bracha. So long he hasn't gone out, he stays in the place. Even though the Anor is gone, there's already been equal. That's Bracha Achrona. But Bracha Rishona, he can stay here. Let's give the example of a cup of tea, but the Mahavir is saying Ashkenazi make a Bracha Achrona. Ashkenazi should really make a. It has to make a Bracha Achrona. I have a problem with Bracha Achrona. I think we also don't make Bracha Achrona. Yeah? So he says, here as well, the man comes in and I had a mind to come back in, although it's a normal muetis, the equal is already taking place. But Bracha Rishona, I had a mind, I can continue. So bring this is the Raya of the Guinness Vodim to slog up the Marikash. What's it got to do with the equal? What's the relevance? Kiddush Mokum Suda should be like Bracha Rishona, like Bracha Achrona. I'll bring you another Raya. It's also both in the Eshel Avraham at the back. When Raya Lila Seder, Seder night, he says, the Kol Amar Veresaper Vitzias Mitzrayim Arevi Meshuva. He says, the Chachomim sit down, Tilem Shel Droshes Valoches Negea to Zecher Ektias Mitzrayim. The Kol Amar Ve Chachomim tell you. Magid is not just to read. You have to go over Chavi Gad to Levincha, do it slowly, Behidu. How much time is spent between the Kiddush, which is the first choice, to the Suda. If there was an aloha of Kiddush Mokum Suda, and you have to add the Kiddush immediately, the Suda immediately after the Kiddush, then how do we then say the night? Instead of going further, bring another Raya, the Karpas. Shukhlo brings, and Karpas don't make a Bracha Achrona. When do we make Karpas? Tibur Rishon, before the Magid. Make Haboy Pi Adoma, says the Shukhlo. Don't make Bracha Achrona. Why? I want you to have in mind that this Boy Pi Adoma for the Moral. Moral is the problem whether you can make a Bracha Achrona with Boy Maboyim Machmas Asuda or not. So have in mind when you make it. How much time is spent between the Bracha Rishona? How much time is spent between the Kiddush? By the way, by Kafas and Machlik, I think the Gaon argues there. The golden time is that really, according to us, according to the person who told you just make a bracha on each curse, yeah, then the Agoda and the Halal is a hefsek, so it's making a bracha. So according to the golden, the reason why we don't make Adam on the moral is because it's very my boy Machmas Asuda, not because you've patted it with a carpet. But most poets can hold that the reason is because you patted it with a carpet. Here we've got another raya that for Kiddush Mokum Suda, it's got the rules of Bokhra Shaina. It's not less than that. I mean, so long as you're remaining in the same place, you've done your Kiddush and you're having your Suda in the same place, even if it's been a big time gap, we don't care. So that's all, and they, Mamish Allah Ma'ariv said the same. Maybe Lechatchila, the Ma'ariv said it, Lechatchila should be Chodesh to Ma'ariv, to connect the Kiddush and the Suda. But the Dievet, to come and make a new Kiddush, to Bokhra Levatola. So they time her, don't make any Bokhra. I thought maybe you can depend on the of the Marikash, that there's a time limit, and the Ginnat Vodim, that there isn't, to the reason why we have to have Kiddush Mokum Suda. The known Rashbam, says in Avi Psochim, what's the reason for Kiddush Mokum Suda? So Rashbam writes, Kida Parshinan, Taime Lekamoi, and Kiddush Elev Mokum Suda, Dichtiv, Bekarata La Shabbat Onek. You have to b'mokrim shatav koyel leShabbos kloima kriya the kiddush sham tehe oinig. Where you mention the kriya of Shabbos, you mention zochos yom haShabbos the katsha, you make the kiddush. There you should have the suda. Inami says Rashbam, inami svori mideik v'kiddush al hayayin. If Chachomim made a takana to make kiddush on wine. Mistama al-Chachomim made a takana to make Kiddush on wine. They referred to the choshev of wine. What was the choshev of wine? Everyone knows why the mishte called a suda, important called mishte. Why mishte? An important suda is called mishte because you used to have wine in the suda. Wine of the suda had a great choshevus. The Rambam says you shouldn't have any drinks in the middle of the meal. Wine, mazuk, tat yain, mazuk, you cannot have it. I mean, look at this bring. Wine has got an importance in the Suda. He says, Mistama, when they made the takana of making Kiddush, it was made on the wine of the Suda. Ramosha has a long deal between the two pshatim and the Rashbam. But maybe it means enough communion between the two pshatim and the Rashbam. They're arguing about this. According to the first, it's a pasuk, it's a kosov, a monk and tree, a shanty, a oineg. Then it's got no kesha between the wine and the suda. All you have to do, where you make Kiddush, in that place have oinek Shabbos. In an hour, in 2 hours, in 3 hours, I don't care. As long as in the place where you made Kiddush, you had a suda, you fulfill the requirement of the kosh la Shabbos oinek. Whereas in Amesvora, that you have neither chashivus of the wine, chashivus of wine is when you have wine at the beginning of the meal, when it's connected to the meal. If you're going to have the wine now, and have the meal 2 hours later, then what chashivus of the wine got? That's the svara of the Ginnat Vodim. He's going according to the second reason. And according to the first reason, that's the Marikastro, that's the Maril, that you have to have a connection between the Kiddush and the Suda. According to this, we can understand an interesting machlokes Yishayim. There is an halacha, the Gemara brings, someone who was eating Erev Shabbos. He was having a meal on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos came in. And he finished his meal, and he opens the curtain, he sees outside, it's dark. Then Shabbos came in. Chum, you say, you have to make Kiddush. You have got a mitzvah to make Kiddush. To put his mapel in the Kaddish. Now he's finished the meal. He has to bench now. So the machlok is showing him between the Ran, Rambam and the Rif, to the Rosh. The Rambam and Rif, which Ram brings down, and the Beis Yosef brings down, they hold that all you have to do is now put a stop on the Kaddish, and after the Kiddush, do you have to have a meal or not? Say the Rambam, says the Rif, says the Ran, you don't have to have a Suda afterwards. Why? To fulfill, the Ran writes it, for Kiddush, I read you the Lashon because it's not the Ran said it. Ve'afal pishen oichel klal achar Kiddush ayoyim. Even though he's not going to eat. Not now anyway, he's going to eat in a few hours time. I don't know when he's going to eat the Suda Shabbos. Tomorrow maybe, according to what we said before. Kevan shegomru sham sudatan mokum suda mikra. Since they ended off a suda in chol, it wasn't yet Shabbos. They ended off a suda there. Says mokum suda mikra. Yeah, the machzit ha-shekel on the spot says leinian having shol sudas and Shabbos. Obviously, you can't count that suda because that was in yom chol before I made kiddush. He writes it clearly. But the Indian mokum suda, kiddush mokum suda. I mean, that zeros akosu of the karosu la shabbos oinig, you fulfilled for the fact that you had oinig there. Says the Rosh, the kosavoid, is the Rosh saying. But merely le divrei arif, the al kol chesuch lechol miyad achar al kiddush, aliba de shmuel de oma in kiddush le mokum suda. Says the Rosh. You have to eat a meal afterwards. You have to eat a suda. How you mekayim kiddush mokum suda? So says the Rosh. Ve'im hu soiver. Who is the rif? If he holds the choshiv kiddush mokum suda, kevan she'oisa kriya b'mokum oineg. If he thinks that the fact that you had a suda before Shabbos, that's called mokum suda. Ve'af agav de lohoisa lichvod Shabbos lo yimisabel li tamo behay. I don't think Chris was Rosh. Kiddush Mokum Suda, Chachomim Eid Takonot Abe, whatever, even if you learn from a Potter, says the Rosh, I don't understand this. This you had in Yom Chol. How can you say you fulfilled the Kiddush Mokum Suda? So the Rosh holds that you have to have bread after you've done the Kiddush. I mean, even if you have the meal during Chol and then you make Kiddush, you have to have another meal now to make kind Kiddush Mokum Suda. The Ran holds, no. The fact that here you had a suda, you had oinik. Now, I'm not saying that the machloikis Rambam and Rosh, Rambam, Rif and Rosh, are arguing, both holding, one holding you have to have straight or whatever. Could be the Rosh, even the Rosh holds, you can have an hour, 2 hours in between the kish and suda. Just the Rosh argues with the Ram there, because that suda was in Yom Chol. Had nothing to do with Shabbos. He says, that's not, you haven't fulfilled even the first shot of the Rashbam. Yeah, but definitely you see here the second day, the day of the Guinness Rodin, that no matter how much, it's got nothing to do with the chashivas of the wine. You had a meal here, you had oinig here, you fulfilled, you make kiddush straight after it, you then kiddush mokum suda. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam and Rif. Brings the Ramo, straight after that brings the Ramo. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Gomar tzudos v'kiddush ayoyim koydim sheberach birkas hamazon, mevorach birkas hamazon akoyis rishon, ve'achar kach ayoyim kiddush ayoyim akol sheni, ve'tzorich le'azkir shel Shabbos birkas hamazon af pi shemevorach koydim kiddush." Yeah, because whenever you have Tosefes Haskola, we must kiddush the Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch didn't say a word about having a suda afterwards. So all the Mefarshim say he passed it like the Rambam in the Rif. Says the Rambam, "Ve'yesh machloi kitzimita mikosh b'gam, gam im tzorich le'echol me'at achar kiddush." The Ramo brings a second shita. It makes sense. The Ramo passes the Reshain Gam and Gimion like the Maril, that you also have to have a connection between the Kiddush and the Suda. So he definitely has to pass it. I mean, even if he doesn't hold like the Maril, he holds like the Rosh here, that you have to have the Suda immediately after the Kiddush. So therefore brings the Ramo the second opinion. The Mishabur brings the Yesha Imrim, the Kevan Shaochal, the Tchila, the Kiddush, Mokum Suda, the Shuban, the Tchel Echol, the Yesha Imrim, the Enon Echol, the Mokum Suda, the Kevan Shaochal, the Shel Chayim. So maybe it's more understood now. The shit is, I mean, we understand the svara that you don't have to have, there's no connection between the kiddush and the suda. The fact that you had the suda here, that's cool, no complaining. Halacha lemaise, we've got the Ramo saying, v'tzorich le'echol miyad le'alter le'achar kiddush. I saw a svara which says le'alter, ibn zereach musamuch le'mincha, it's half an hour. This year, this should be half an hour. There's different shiurim given. The chatchila from the Magen Avraham, look at the Magen Avraham carefully, and the Aruch HaShulchan, it's mashma that you shouldn't waste any time between the kiddush and the suda. Any time, irrelevant to the suda. If you're preparing the suda, you're bringing food, or discussing what we're going to eat, that's relevant to the suda, that's not a hefsek. But the chatchila, a person shouldn't have any other hefsek in between. Going out, definitely not. Shouldn't have. But the eved, you come into machlekes. We've got opinions who hold that b'di'eved, so long as you had the suda here, you shouldn't make it. Not the bracha levatola, maybe in kiddush ayoyim, and then the Shabbos morning, where there's no bracha, it's only a guest, and we should have kavanah to make kiddush on the amoitzah, to make kiddush on the wine. But this is the Bidyevid, Sofik Bochus Lehakil, and truth is the Eshel Avraham Botesh brings also to say, definitely you shouldn't say Kiddush again, like the Sofik Bochus Levatola. And you shouldn't repeat Kiddush again. Yeah.